Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
How you doing, Sam?
Hey, not bad. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just I got one of those things in the mail today. I guess by getting a business loan.
Oh, okay. Did you have?
Just an info. Reservation number.
Yeah. I can pull up your file, see what we're working with.
Okay, it's 2411-4501.
Okay.
0028-2319.
2319, okay. Give me one second here. Pull it up. And what was your name?
Darren.
Darren, okay.
Darren McIntyre.
All right. And what's the name of the business you're with, Darren?
McIntyre Incorporated.
Okay. All right, looks like I got you right here. Are you in Waynesboro, Virginia?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right. And, okay, so the structure of the business, are you incorporated?
Yes,
S-Corp. S-Corp, okay. All right, and are you the 100% owner over there, Darren?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. All right, so it looks like what you have there is a pre-approved offer for, it looks like it's for both equipment financing and our working capital programs. There's kind of a lot of programs within those, so it depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can, point you in the right direction.
Okay. How many years do y'all do? What's the longest y'all do?
Well, are you looking for equipment or capital? Because it's going to be different for each one.
Capital. I was trying to get, what I'm doing now, I'm actually getting ready to go. My bank I've been dealing with for years, I'll get ready here in the next 2 weeks go and try to apply for $300,000 or $250,000, $300,000. I haven't decided which one I'm going to do. I'm in the process now of buying a business from another guy at work. Well, the same type of business, it's just I'm growing.
Oh, okay.
And anyways, I was going to try to purchase that. He's asking $300, but we're willing and dealing right now still. So, but anyways, what I was trying to do is I was asked the bank, could I get a loan between 5 to 10 years? And if I could do it 5 years, I should be able to afford it. If I could do it 10 years, that'd be great too. But I see on here, I was reading it says 5 years, $250,000. I was just curious, basically, what's the rules to that? Like, would I be able to do that, or is there certain things you got to follow?
Sure. Okay, yeah. So basically, for our 5-year programs, that's going to be on the secured side of things. So that's more along the lines of if you're purchasing equipment, where we would finance the equipment would be the collateral. For those loans, we go up to 5 years. They're usually 2 to 5 years. Now for capital. So if you're looking for unsecured cash, which is what our capital programs are, those are shorter term loans. So they go anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So on the cash side, if you're looking for the $250,000, we can't go up to 5. 3 is usually the max. For first-time borrowers, I usually, to be upfront with you, give you good information. For first-time borrowers, we usually see 2 years being the max. But with that, if you were to set up a loan for the capital over 2 years, once you get midway into the loan, about 10 to 12 months, you're an existing customer, you're showing that you make your payments on time. We then extend you refinancing options where we're able to extend the terms. But for this first time around, right up front, if you're looking for capital, 2 years is probably going to be the max that we can do for you. Now,
if I did have collateral, like how much collateral do you need? 100%?
What kind of collateral were you talking about?
Well, there's what I asked. I have 11 truck titles of the trucks. I'm a contractor with FedEx Ground.
Oh, okay.
And I own a certain area, and I have a total of 11 trucks right now that are paid for. And I have 11 titles. So that's actually what my collateral is going to be with the bank. So that's why I was asking. I didn't know. So they're all 11 trucks. They're the value of the trucks are worth way over $200. I think when I did the appraisal, when I talked to the bank last, it came to $355 or something like that for all 11 trucks.
Okay.
They're not brand new, but they're still in fairly good shape. But the brand new truck's almost $80,000, between $80,000 and $90,000.
Sure. Okay. Now, how old are they? Are they over 2 years old or?
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So typically, you know, for the sake of giving you some good information, for anything like that where you're trying to use some existing equipment as collateral, in order for us to do it, it has to be paid in full. You know, you own it free and clear, but it needs to be less than 2 years old, especially for a titled vehicle, to be able to get the full value out of that. Other than that, we're just not going to be able to get like a high amount of, you know.
I started if I just wanted to borrow cash.
Uh huh.
What's the most I can get in how many years?
Okay, so right now, what do you do for your top line revenue, like your gross annual sales?
Like for the year?
Yeah, yeah.
What did I make a year? I want to say it was 2015. I think it was 782,000 or something like that.
Okay, and that was your gross sales, so like the top line, not the bottom line after reduction or anything.
Yeah, that was top line. Yeah, that's not.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, with that,
close to 800.
With that, as far as, you know, getting unsecured cash, we would probably be able to get you anywhere between 70 and 120,000, and that would be the unsecured cash. So it would be deposited into the business checking account, and you're free to use it however you'd like.
And what's the longest?
How long
could I do that for if I decide I wanted to borrow 120, and how long could I do it for?
So that one would probably go up to 2 years.
Okay.
And then you would also, if you're looking for, you know, if 120 only gets you partway there and you're looking for more cash, like I said, it's a renewable source. So once you do, say you did 120, you got 6 months into it, you're making your payments on time, we'd be able to get you another 120 right after that.
All right. And what's the interest rate?
So it'll depend on a few factors. You know, the time of business is going to come into play. What does your credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It should be good. Hold on, I have this paper in front of me because we just checked. Let's see the exact date. We checked it on July 19th, and Experian, it's a 792, Equifax is 756, and TransUnion, it's a 733.
Okay, all right, that's pretty good. Okay, so then also the working capital programs are tied directly to the bank account. It's primarily based on sales. So credit's going to be one factor, but it's primarily sales. So as far as the bank account goes for the business, what do your ending balances look like? Do you have a cushion at the end of a month, or do you get close to zero? How's that look?
It varies. From month to month, it can be up to between $10,000 to $30,000 to, like right now, as we speak right now, I think it's $13,000 in there. I just checked it like 10 minutes ago.
Okay, 13,000.
I just checked for a guy for changing tires and stuff, and a new engine, stuff like that. But anyways, I was checking to see if my bonus. At the end of the month, we get a bonus, but I forgot at the end of the month of next week, so it won't come this week.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. You know, basically, you have some cushion there on the bank account, so it looks like you got some operating room. Your credit's good. How long have you been in business?
December 5th will be 11 years.
11 years. Okay, that's a decent time in business too. So all of those factors are going to come into play when determining the rate for you. Sounds like you're probably going to qualify for one of our better programs, so one of our A or B programs. Now, the loans, the working capital loans, they're unsecured. So by nature, it's a little more expensive than a traditional secured financing program where you're putting collateral up. We're not going to put a lien on the business or anything like that. So typically, we start at about 10 cents on the dollar, and we go from there depending on how those factors play out. So just to give you an idea, you know, if you're borrowing $100,000, you'd be looking at paying back, depending on how things go. Usually what I see is something along the lines of like $115,000 back on $100,000. And it's over a varying amount of time, too.
All right. Now, if so, you're saying 24 months. Let's say if I borrowed $100,000, 24 months. What would my payments be?
So if you did like $100,000 over 24 months or over 2 years, no.
$3,000. $3,000.
You know, yeah, so over 2 years, okay, so obviously also with these loans, you know, the longer the term, the more interest there's going to be on there. The shorter the term, the less interest. So on 2 years, you're going to be talking on the high end of it. So on $100,000 over 2 years, you'd probably be looking at something along the lines of like $5,000 a month.
Yeah, that's what it says, $5,000. $4,800 or something like that.
Yeah.
$4,800 a month for $100,000 a year.
And check it out. These are just kind of ballpark figures. I can get you exactly what you qualify for with a breakdown of what your payback would be for each term, especially if you're looking to get more than just $100,000. Like if you can start with $100,000 and then use another $100,000.
Start off with $100,000. The only thing is I'm worried about is. I don't like to stress about money, so I like to be able to see it. Like, if I could, the longer the term, the better. Like,
to keep the payment low. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So that way, I ain't stressing about that payment every month. But that's the only thing I was worried about. Now paying it back is not an issue because I've had plenty of loans, and I've never missed one single payment ever.
Sure. Okay.
I'm just trying to.
Well, if that's the case, then you might be best served to go ahead and try to get that longest term. You do pay a little more in interest because it's a longer term, but you're going to have a lower payment. But also, we do offer discounts for early payments. So if you're able to pay it off early, you do get a discount on that remaining interest balance.
Yeah.
So it might make sense to go for it to get approved for the largest amount and the longest term. Take the longest term so you have a, you know, comfortable payment. But if you're able to pay it off early, you can do that and save some money on it.
Okay. All right.
Now, I'll tell you what. What I can do, I can get you... 30. I was going to say, I can get you the actual numbers for what you qualify for pretty easily. I just need a couple things from you. It's just an application. It's one page. And then 6 months of your bank statements and the most recent tax return that you have. From there, it takes me about 24 hours to get an answer with the breakdown of all the numbers.
Okay. You go email this stuff to me?
Yeah. So what's a good email for you?
It's a dmcintireinc@gmail.com.
So that's dmcintireinc@gmail.com?
Yeah, so Darren McIntyre Incorporated at gmail.com.
Okay.
With a D.
I gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha. All right, so yeah, what I'll do is I'll send you an email right now with the application that I need and then just the list of what I would need from you. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So you can call me directly, you can shoot me an email, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line here?
No, that'd be it for now. I'm actually going to get you to email me that, and then I'm going to look over it and everything. I'm going to leave now to go meet my family for dinner, but after that, I'll think it over, and then I'll fill out everything, and I'll send it back to you, and I'll probably talk to you tomorrow about everything.
Okay, sounds good, sounds good. I'll send it out right now. It'll take me maybe 5 minutes. So I am in California, so I will be here for another 2 hours.
Okay, yeah. Most likely I'll be calling you back tomorrow. I don't want to say it'll be tonight because I don't know how long it'll be. But
Okay, no problem.
I got the letter in the mail today, and I just wanted to get an idea. So anyways, I'm gonna look over this, and I will be definitely giving you a call back.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Darren.
Right, thank you. Have a good one. Bye.